KSL News Time. 409 triple team traffic, and it's emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a couple of different accidents southbound I-15 right around SR 92 Timpanogos Highway and Thanksgiving Point in that area. I'm looking at a live shot of the southbound drive there by the Thanksgiving Point exit, and it looks like left lanes remain blocked. That has stacked up traffic all the way back to Bangor Highway. So getting into Utah County, add an extra 10 to 15 minutes to your typical KSL travel time. Dave Meekum.
Starting off the afternoon with a rough drive in the Salt Lake Valley right now as well. If you're northbound, you're going to be in a jam up there from about 123rd South all the way up to 7200 South. An earlier accident there jammed that up and it has not cleared out. If you're southbound, you're going to pick up the delays around 4500 South. When you get into that, you're going to be in heavy traffic all the way down past 90th South if you're southbound. Mark?
Twice the agony of the drive on northbound I-15 heading into Davis County. That's KSL travel time of now 33 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington. Here's the problem. Near Centerville at the area of 2100 North, there's a big crash working. Multiple left lanes, multiple vehicles. So northbound I-15 plan for added KSL travel times in Davis County. After that, though, you're pretty good shape. Where it normally is delayed, Kaysville, Layton, Clearfield, and beyond. Traffic's a little lighter than normal right now. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.